This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Larry Hamp, H-A-M-P. Date of birth 2/14/1939. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Hamp with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was September 20th of 2022. He states he's feeling well. He is wheelchair-bound, so it's difficult for him to get to face-to-face appointments unless he's actually feeling much worse, and he's feeling quite well, he says. His weight is up 5 pounds over the last 5 months, but his wife states that he does not have increased shortness of breath or worsening of edema. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does see Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, routinely for cardiology for the congestive heart failure, and he states that he's feeling well in that regard. No chest pain. He does have shortness of breath with exertion and orthopnea, and those are unchanged. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and his edema in the lower extremities is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. He's on hydralazine 10 milligram twice a day and metoprolol extended release 50 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 152 pounds, pulse 82, and blood pressure is 100 over 62. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2022. And his creatinine is 3.0 with estimated GFR of 20, albumin 4.0, calcium is 8.7, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 33, phosphorus is 4.3, intact parathyroid hormone has increased. It was 118, now it's 175, and so we will watch that. That may need to be treated if it's higher than 200. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of renal disease. Monthly labs will be continued. 2, congestive heart failure. He will be monitored by his cardiologist regularly, and he's on Lasix and other medication for the congestive heart failure. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, small kidneys. 5, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We are checking the intact parathyroid hormone levels monthly, and if the level goes higher than 200, we'll start him on calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L. 0.25 microgram, a small dose, probably on Monday, Wednesday, Friday to start with. And we'll increase that as needed while we watch calcium levels to make sure they don't increase too much. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.